world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, and I welcome you to this, the proceeding of a Friday night. We have with us Bill Campier. Is that right, bud? Bill Campier is an agent. He is a management guy. He represents all things, or at least some things, circus-related. Why are we talking about... What are you giving... No, I'm not going to... No, I won't, Margaret.
He's going to...
Hold on for a minute. We are going to talk about circuses, okay? And so anyway, welcome to the program. Our number is 855-500-7445. I don't care. I don't want to talk about it with you right now, you know.
Well, he is going to be calling in. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, for jumping in here. Phil was told not to, and I have a little bit of a sore throat.
Okay.
What for?
That's none of your business.
Don't get hung up on his... Why do you ask those questions, bud?
Did you have a sore throat?
It's none of your business. Why? David's...
Let me deal with it, okay? We have Bill Campier, I think is his name. Let me see his name, bud. Bill Swenson. Why did you tell me his name was Campier?
This would look like on the card.
It looked like on the card that he gave you Bill Campier and his real name is Swenson? Are you guys high on life or something?
His name is Bill Swenson.
Then why do you got... So anyway...
Get someone that knows how to spell or someone that has the ability to write an English sentence. Someone that's out of job therapy. Someone that is can use their hands.
We have a controversy, folks. It's very simply this, that I wanted to talk about this circus situation.
Nobody knows about a circus situation, man.
Take it easy. I wanted to talk about a circus situation, and I get Margaret and I got David G. Hall giving me a hard time about all of this stuff. And if I'm going to talk to him, I don't want to talk to his girlfriend Daphne. I don't care how many Swizzlers she needs or donuts. Okay, David, you know what I'm saying, huh?
I gotta tell you something, Phil. You giving me the ground rules on something really, you know, you got no right to give me the ground rules on anything. You want to come on here and you want to start talking about a subject that could very well affect the bottom line of your radio show.
Circuses.
I don't know. But if I go out and I start to try and sell a circus on buying ad time on your radio show...
There's never been a circus that's bought any ad time on my radio show. Never, okay?
David, I tried, David.
No, I know you did.
What was this thing between you and Margaret? I mean, what was going on?
I asked her if she'd soften you up a little bit, obviously.
Well, you didn't give me a lot of time. I was trying to talk to you, Phil.
About what? What are you going to tell me? Circuses, as long as they use animals the way that they do, and I don't give a damn what they say they do, we'd like to take a look at just how these creatures are treated. I'm done with it, man. I'm done with zoos. I'm done with the amusement of humans using animals for our kicks, okay? Domesticated animals, I understand.
This is what I mean. Nobody understands what you're talking about right now, okay? No one understands what you mean by a domesticated animal.
Well, I understand. I think they do understand what I mean by a domesticated animal. I do.
They do, because I don't. And I'm a college-educated man.
You are.
I had 2 years. Here we go.
I'm a college-educated woman. I don't know what you mean.
By domesticated, you don't know what I mean.
No, I don't. I know what a wild animal is.
You know what a wild animal is? Then do you know what a domesticated animal is?
It's
a trained animal.
No, it's not a trained animal.
No, it is.
No, it is not.
What do you mean, no, it isn't? It's a trained animal.
That's the third no that I'm going to give. You want to go for a four?
All right, I'll buy it. It's a trained animal.
No, that's four. That's four no's. Anybody else?
Yeah, it's a trained animal.
And who are you, sir?
That's the janitor. Is that Chuck?
No, that's Chauncey. That Chauncey, we're just on the air now. Okay.
Okay, so that's five. Who is that guy?
That's the guy that cleans the place up, Chauncey.
Chauncey. No. So there's five no's. Okay?
All right, smart guy. What is it? What is a domesticated animal?
A domesticated animal is an animal that has been bred through generations of contact with human beings to live among humans, to recognize humans, to recognize that a human is a benefactor and the source, to be perfectly honest with you, domesticated animals see human beings as the source of life. We are almost God to...
Well, you said that as if you enjoy it.
No, I don't enjoy it. No, I said it in a semi-amusing way, okay? At least it was amusing to me.
Yeah.
Was it amusing to you, bud?
Yeah, it was sort of.
In any event, we are, in a lot of ways, we're godlike to cats and dogs, because, but they also have an affinity to us. Dogs are part of our pack. Cats are our hunting buddies. Cats buddy up with us. Dogs are part of our pack. But they all know their roles. They all know what they do. One of these days, I'm going to have to figure out how cows relate to us.
Part of the herd, maybe.
Yeah, cows relate to us, sure, yeah. We're going to turn them into a steak?
Look, all I'm telling you is, there are domesticated animals, and it doesn't take place over the course of one lifetime. It takes place over... What are you doing, man?
Well, me? We're watching TV.
Well, would you mind turning that down or going into another room?
God, turn it down, baby. Turn it down, will you? Can I tell you something, Phil?
What?
Yeah, baby, I'm going to go to the other room.
Okay.
She, you know, you're right. She is getting on my nerves. She's got the big, fat legs on. I didn't notice that.
Oh, my God.
No, not oh, my God. I'm just saying Phil was right when he said...
What did you say about that girl?
I didn't say anything about her looks. I said she eats a lot. Isn't that a concern to you?
Well, it wasn't a concern to me, but I got to look at them.
You got to look at what?
I got to look at the moon.
Can we get everybody on the same page here about whispering on the air?
At her legs, okay? At her legs, at her fat legs. Nothing, baby. Go on. Go back inside. Go take your bouillabaisse. So,
Bouillabaisse, huh?
Yeah, I make it special. So, what I want to say more than anything else, Phil, is you gotta go easy with this guy from the circus. Otherwise, he'll be all over you like one of those monkeys. You know what they can do. Okay, Phil?
I know what a monkey can do, yeah.
All right. Well, you don't want that guy going chimp on you, do you?
What is this guy? Is he human or is he a monkey?
He's a human being.
Okay, no, I'm not worried about him then.
I'm just saying, this guy works closely with the circus.
Does he work? What is he? Does he represent a chimp? Ha ha ha! Doesn't represent a chimp. That's pretty funny.
No, he doesn't represent chimps. I'm just saying, the guy has worked so closely with circuses, he may have some kind of an emotional tie that is abnormal or is unusual.
Oh, okay, so I gotta be careful that a circus agent may just jump me and start peeling my face off. I'll keep that in mind.
Look at Phil, all I'm trying to do is make you happy. I'm trying to keep Daphne happy here. I make her bouillabaisse. It's not good enough. And I'm worried about her legs. And the reason why I'm worried is because she's got them up on the coffee table right now. And that's my mother's coffee table.
What are you afraid of, David?
I'm afraid she's going to break the thing in half because the lamb wants to run.
What's that?
Because her legs weigh too much.
Her legs are not going to break the coffee table, okay?
Well, are you sure?
Yeah, I gotta take a break.
Hey, honey, could you get your legs up?
All right, David G. Hall with us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. That was interesting.
Well, you know what he's trying to say to you. He's trying to say to you, don't mess up business. Business is important. Or as you people like to say, bidness.
Oh, you people...
You, the undereducated radio types, yes.
Well, you'll never forgive the fact that I only have a high school diploma, will you?
Phil, I'm sorry. Some of us finished college, and some of us have high school diplomas.
And who works for who?
I don't work for... Don't you dare think that I work for you. I am an independent woman. I'm doing this job. It is a subcontracting job. You know what? I'm not even going to answer the question.
Well, you know that you're not allowed to go to the bathroom every time you can't answer a question now. You know that we had that meeting. You're not allowed to say, never mind, and get up and go to the toilet.
Yeah, and you didn't have to say that on the air, did you? Because now I think I'm going to the toilet.
David said no.
David said no, Margaret.
And what if I have to take a dump?
God, that's exactly what he asked.
That's exactly what he said, Miss Gray.
I can't hear you. The door's closed.
What a class act she is. Margaret Gray, hey, what if I have to take a dump?
You heard it.
All right, we're going to have this guy, Bill Swenson. Is that his name? I thought it was Campere. C-A-M-P-E-R-E. That's what I'm reading here.
No, it's Swenson.
That's Swenson. Okay, great. Bill Swenson, circus agent.
So funny.
Nothing, it just sounded funny. It sounded like a really good TV show. I don't mean to be knocking the hard-working people that work in the circus, okay? But I don't like to see animals, and there's an article right here...
Come on, get through it, man.
Hey, don't worry about it, man. I know what I'm doing. There's an article here. Ringling Brothers pulls into town as Worcester considers banning circus animals. Get a load of that. So I'm not the only guy.
Where's that?
Massachusetts, man. And then there was another article about... See, what I do is I put into the search engine anything that I want, and then it gives me all those news releases as they come up. I could put in...
But what, you put in something like I don't know, bowel movement?
Yeah, put that in.
Yeah, what would that do?
I don't know. All right.
Well, come up with bowel movement, wouldn't it?
We're not talking about that right now.
Sorry.
All right, folks, don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. This weekend we have our Game of the Week with, I believe, Steve Bozell. Ted Bell still with the asthma condition that may actually inhibit his ability to do play-by-play during the game. Get a backstage pass and love life, man. You get a free download with every new backstage pass that we sign up this month. Plus, I'm planning on a little special something of my own. I want to set up a kind of a email communication with our BSPs one-on-one between me and people that are subscribers and listeners as well. But we'll get into that. We'll talk about it. We'll don't worry about it, man. I'll be all over that like white on rice. You can bet your money on that. 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And we will be right back. Hey, welcome back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We have with us Bill Swenson. Bill is literally the representative of, I should say, a representative, an agent, a representative of a variety of people that work exclusively in live performance, live entertainment, live circus or festival entertainment, as he calls it in his business. And we welcome you on the program. What is that?
Get the name was Warren Benman.
Excuse me for one moment, sir, okay?
Okay.
Excuse me for one moment, folks. What's his name, bud?
Warren Benman.
Yeah, just what I'm saying, Warren Benman.
Then why did it say Bill Campier, Bill Swenson, and now Warren Benman?
I wrote it down wrong.
Boy, you are one jackass, bud. You really are. And it's good that Phil likes you, because if it was me as the host of this program, you would hear the creaking of wood, a wind blowing, and your body swinging.
Wow.
Just never, don't worry about it.
Wow.
You do that to me?
That would be my choice, yes. That would be my number one choice. Just
Margaret, that's really cold, okay?
It may be cold, all right. It might be ice cold. You might be able to keep cod on it. But it's how I feel.
That was great.
All right, let me get this Mr. Benman, Warren Benman, back on the line with us now. And forgive me, Mr. Benman, we were having a discussion.
You probably don't understand what I talk about, right?
I've talked to you before, Mr. Benman, and I know that you at one time changed the light bulb.
I've had a very eclectic career, Mr. Benman. There's no question about it.
Yes, sir, you changed the light bulbs on...
No, sir, I didn't change the light bulb. I did maintenance on it, though.
You did a lot of maintenance?
Yeah.
Yes, you did maintenance on broadcast towers.
Yes, sir. One of the things I did do, going to get a kid, change a bulb.
And you, one of the things, you got injured, correct?
I did, yeah.
And you got injured by falling off of one of these broadcast towers.
Right, but the injury came, of course, in the collision with the beams.
You hit all the beams.
Yes, I understand. You hit a lot of these girders on your way down, and as a result of that...
But I'm good, and it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, it's all good. Okay.
Well, Mr. Henry, I understand the young man had my name wrong, but I'm still representing us circus freaks and everything like that.
Do you represent circus freaks?
No, not literal freak, but I like to use the term.
You use the term circus freaks, why?
Because I think it gets you in the door, and a lot of people want to talk to you.
How long are you doing? You mind if I ask?
Go ahead, Robert.
How well do you do, sir?
How do you do?
No, how well do you do?
How do you do?
Shut up.
Oh, well, I do pretty good. I mean, we've represented for a long time Jerry Ripton, who's one of the top trapeze artists. He swings back and forth on a trapeze, just sitting on it because of the federal regulation. But he sits on a trapeze, and then, of course, Doris... Willingham on the swing set, you know.
All right, if I heard you correctly, sir, you got one guy.
Jerry Willett.
Jerry Willett, who sits on a trapeze, does he do somersaults?
No, sir, and not since the federal regulations on it.
There's federal regulations now, Phil, on safety.
All right, so you're just seeing a guy sitting on a trapeze.
Yes, sir, that's correct. But what we've done is we've been able to take that and we parlayed it, you know. We parlayed. You know what I'm saying by now?
I'm sorry, sir.
No, it's okay. You parlay?
A parlay.
You parlayed what?
Well, we are Doris Willingham now.
Doris Willingham does what?
Well, a swing set.
They bring out a swing set.
So is the trapeze, the whole thing now, like a swing set? Is that...
Well, because of, like I say, the safety.
So going to the circus doesn't sound like a big thrill.
No, it's pretty good, actually, because I've seen it. Look, I fell off the broadcast tower about 250 feet. Okay, so I know all about it. I'd much rather see a swing set.
Well, I don't doubt that you'd much rather see a swing set, having fallen 250 feet, but... The fact of the matter is, the rest of us have never fallen, you know.
Yeah, we don't want to fall 250 feet either.
No, but you just want to see another guy do it, don't you?
No, sir, I don't want to see anybody do it. It's exciting to watch people achieve the things they achieve at such great heights. Did you see this thing?
No, you said Willenda. Yeah, I saw it. You know, don't buy Willenda until I want to throw up.
No, there's no question that the Willendas... I'm having a hard time,
Let me talk to the gentleman here. Hi, Warren, this is Margaret Gray.
Hi, Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing great. The Willenda family is very well known for, obviously, the thrill, the high wire. What do you call the artist that you represent again?
I represent the circus artist, what we call a live or a festival artist. And that's a person who works outdoor.
If they work outdoors and everything, well, you'd even do a musician, too, huh?
No, because musicians work indoors, too. Hell, nobody did that.
You don't handle anybody that works indoors?
No, sir.
Well, don't these guys work inside of a tent?
Not the same thing in my mind, you know. Now, I gotta be outside. I must be outside.
You have to be outside. You have some kind of a, what is it?
Well, is it claustrophobia?
No, it's not claustrophobia. I just don't want to be in a building. When the people are performing, I can sleep in one.
You don't want to be in a building when people are performing, but you can sleep in one.
Mr. Henry, I know I'm a big ugly slob and I look like a freak, but I was almost the heavyweight champion of the world.
Okay, I know that speech from Requiem for a Heavyweight, sir. I understand that. I'm not trying to make you into a freak. I'm just asking you, how is it you are going to be able to make a living as circuses, in my opinion, seem to be under the scrutinizing eye of those of us who are concerned with how they treat animals? What do you think of that?
Well, you know, I think it's important that you treat, but you gotta treat an animal good, okay? But I'm gonna tell you something. I'll tell it to you right now. I'll tell it to your face. You ever traveled? And it's a stupid question, but I probably know the answer. I'll ask you anyway. Have you ever traveled by elephant?
I traveled by elephant once in Thailand, but it was mostly a tourist thing.
No, I've never traveled by elephant.
Okay.
You don't know what you're missing. Is what he said.
Oh, I don't know what I'm missing. Sir, you know...
Well, I'm just saying, that's how a lot of times we got from town to town back in the day.
What do you mean, get from town to town? Don't you guys drive in cars now and fly in airplanes and, you know, this stuff about the circus coming to town?
No, the circus coming to town, that's how it does it, though. You talk about flying airplanes. Are you an idiot or something?
No, I'm not an idiot.
When the circus goes town to town.
Yeah, circus has got to go town to town.
Says who?
Well, that's just the way to do it.
Phil, they've been doing that, Phil, for generations.
Wait a minute. So I can stand out here on a highway someplace.
Well, you gotta know what route they're coming in on.
Well, all right, if I find out the route they're coming in on, I can stand there and watch the circus come to town.
Yes, sir, pretty much so. And I generally come in town on elephant.
And when do I get to see you?
You're probably the last guy coming in, right?
I'm generally the last guy coming in, right?
You're the last guy coming in. So if I see a guy on an elephant in a suit?
No. I got generally shorts, you know, sneakers.
On the...
Well, Mr. Everett, what I'm asking you to consider now, you talk about elephant. We gotta have that.
Well, they want to have the elephant. Look, if they're going from town to town, Phil.
Oh, if they're going from town to town, of course. We must have our elephants. Are you nuts or something?
Mr. Everett, can you hold on for a minute? I got some Lipton soup on the stove.
Yeah, you go right ahead, man. In fact, we gotta take a break anyway. There's a few things that are bothering me about this. Number one, this whole going from town to town thing. I don't know anything about circuses. If that's the way they still go from town to town, like in a caravan or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's just fine and dandy, but that's no way. Are you going to get to use that as an excuse to abuse an animal? Now, this guy Benman says, have you ever traveled by way of elephant? I said, no. And,
we heard him, Phil. You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, that's right. You don't know what you're missing. That's what he said. What do you think? You traveled by elephant as a tourist.
I think it's relaxing. I think there's some very good things to say. You know, I think there's some...
What is that, man? I think that was one of the elephants. That was an elephant screaming.
Yeah, because Margaret got on it.
Why, you dirty...
Hey! Come on,
Lee. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. More with Warren Benman, who is an agent, a circus agent. And his exploits and his excitements and his,
Yeah, but you go by way of elephant.
I know. World famous Phil Henry Show, and welcome back here. Our number 855-500-7445. Bobby Dooley is going to be on with us to talk about the trip that they took, the Western Estates Homeowners Association took to a winery somewhere in Northern California, I think. I'm not sure, but there has been some dispute as to whether it was actually a winery. There was a dispute with some individuals questioning her from beyond the actual realm, the control of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And whenever there's money involved in something, folks, you know that there's going to be a big hubbub. So anyway, getting back here to Warren Benman, who is with us just a few minutes. I'm concerned, Mr. Benman. You are an agent. I know you don't work with any animal acts. Is that right?
Well, no, I don't work with any animal acts per se. You know, but then they had if an animal can exhibit some. For instance, the panda bear. And panda bear, I don't not work. I know no way do I work with a panda bear. But if we had one panda bear. It knew how to wash a car, and I had no choice, you know.
That do what?
What did you say it knew how to do?
Knew how to wash a car, and I had no choice. I had to represent it.
Well, you had to represent. It knew how to wash a car.
Yeah, and was able to turn a hose on. You know, gave a good rub down too.
So you're representing the owner.
Well, you represent the owner, and you represent partially the owner, but the inverse of the panda.
Well, okay, how does that work, man? You know, I don't understand these modern times of... I believe in being kind to animals, you know.
Well, Mr. Emery, if you do believe in being kind to animals, you're going to have to look out financial interests.
It does make a lot of sense from that standpoint.
What does?
Well, if you are in favor of protecting animals and certainly not seeing them the recipients of cruelty, it's not a big leap, I don't think, Phil, to... be concerned for their financial well-being, you know.
Yeah. But Miss Benman, this is Robert.
Yeah, hi, Robert.
Yeah. Would you say, like a trust fund?
Well, you get out of here with a trust fund. What are you talking about, anyway?
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the animal is not going to be owned by the same guy.
Well, wait, hold on for a minute, man. Why does an animal need a trust fund? What are you talking about?
Animals, I'm talking about... if it's something really special. That's all I talk about.
Yeah, it's not every animal, but if the animal can wash a car, or what are some of the other things that the animals were able to do?
Well, wait, hold on. Is this animal out washing a car for people's entertainment?
Well, it was a very interesting discussion I had with Jack Kildrafferty, the owner of the animal.
Slow down.
Yeah, I can't understand you.
Sorry. He said, Jack Gilgrafferty said, and...
Who's Jack Gilgrafferty?
That's the guy that owns the panda.
He's the owner.
Well, I'm surprised you call him an owner. I mean, with the panda having these financial rights, so go ahead.
That's very funny, Mr. Enron. Let's talk like adults, okay?
Wait, what do you mean, talk like adults, all right?
Yeah, Mr. Enron, he's trying to talk like an adult. Phil, don't get all quick.
No, that pisses me off, okay? I'm talking like an adult, and you're talking to me about panda bears with trust funds that know how to wash cars.
You know, Mr. Henry, I've been in the circus business a long time, and I've never, but you are the worst of any freak I ever did see.
Well, you know something, pal? If you think that a guy asking you about panda bears with trust funds, washing cars, and having all of these rights is a freaky thing, then I stand guilty as charged.
Okay, guys, seriously, elephant man, what a freak.
Don't go all freak on us, Phil. I'm kidding. I think you misunderstand, Phil.
Wait a minute. You know, pal, you can call me a freak if you want to.
Well, let me tell you, some of my best friends are the freaks in the circus. show
in the circus, right?
No, in the circus.
What did he say?
In the circus?
In the circus, with the Turkish circus, you know, but the other one.
Well, did you say that a Turkish circus is called a Turkus?
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, and it's also, I think it's also a dress or some kind of headwear, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a band that women wear, or it's a circus.
Okay, and did you know freaks over in the Turkus?
No, I did not. Only in America.
Okay, can we not talk anymore about those poor people? I don't like calling them that.
Well, we don't use them anymore, again, law.
I understand that you don't use them anymore.
Well, when you get old, stuff about band affair. God, what is this?
Yeah, Phil, you gotta either choose sides on this thing.
Look at, man, because I am not in favor of seeing human beings abused in the manner that they were for so many centuries in this country as a form of entertainment, it doesn't necessarily mean that I think panda bears get trust funds because they know how to wash a car. That's an animal that was trained, by the way. That is a wild animal, a panda bear. You understand that?
Phil, are you educating us, or are you talking to Mr. Benman?
He doesn't want to talk to me, because you want to talk to a man got information.
Mr. Benman, I don't mind talking. I'm telling my... Are you disagreeing with me about panda bears?
What about them?
That they are not domesticated, that they're trained.
It depends on panda bear.
No. What are you talking about, man? What do you mean if it depends on the panda? Panda bears are animals.
Are you some kind of animal expert? You talk about it.
Well, I think that we're getting really sidetracked here. The fact of the matter is that panda bears are abused in some circuses.
Absolutely.
And as such, wherever else they work, they certainly are entitled to a significant cost of living increase.
I guess Mr. Henry's not saying anything because I think that's all freaked out.
Yeah, I do. I think it's pretty weird, man.
Well, what's weird about that, Phil?
What? Just the terminology, cost of living increase. We're not talking about negotiating the right, except I guess that's what you do, Mr. Benman. You sit there and talk on behalf of a panda bear and get him his rights.
We're wasting too much time. Let's get into the other interesting stuff.
That's my feeling, exactly.
Hold on, bud, okay? This isn't Kojak, all right? So just slow down a little bit.
I got what I'm going to say.
What do you mean slow down a little bit? There ain't no little bit around here. Yikes!
In any event...
What I was going to say, Mr. Henry, is we are very mindful of the animals and everything.
Well, it doesn't look like that to me, okay? Okay? It just doesn't look that like that to me.
Okay, well, I guess you're the expert, huh?
I may not be an expert, but I will not go to circuses so long as they're... I'm looking at an elephant here. This is a beautiful, magnificent animal. I'm just about sick and tired of seeing these creatures treated this way. I don't give a damn who the guy is that's telling me it's feeling good or whatever it is.
What are you talking about, feeling good?
That he thinks it feels good for the elephant to be walking around and picking kids up with his trunk and eating peanuts for the amusement. I have no idea. And I've seen these poor creatures chained to things. I mean, it makes me sick.
Well, Mr. Henry, you've taught me. You never heard me say that about an elephant in my whole life.
No, but you ride one from town to town.
That's on the turkey come to town. God, man.
Phil, excuse me, Warren. Phil, he gets very tired out. He fell off a broadcast tower.
Yeah, I know he fell off a broadcast tower. Are you all right, Mr. Benman?
Well, I'm trying to get through to you.
Well, I'm going to let you just take a break here, and we'll move on with something else. You can talk to Margaret during the break if you want to. We've got Bobby Dooley standing by.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay, hold on.
I don't think the guy's against an animal being treated bad.
No, he's not against an animal being treated bad, but he's riding one from town to town. What is this riding one from town to... I have never seen a circus on the road going from town to town.
What about when you saw Avalon?
That's a movie.
Yeah, I know what you mean, sir. I've not seen that either.
I've seen circuses set up. I've never been to a circus.
Well, that's part of the problem. You've never been one. You don't know what one is.
I know what a circus is, you jackass. I don't need to go to see one. I know exactly what a circus is. And there's a lot of stuff in a circus that's cool. You know, but the fact is, man, they have animals. I went to a circus in China. That's where I went to one.
Oh, my God. No wonder you feel the way you do. You went to a circus in China? My God, what kind of a circus was that?
I'll tell you what it was. It was a professional circus. It was a Shanghai. And it was in a big theater and, you know.
Well,
I don't know, man.
Hey, let me tell you something, okay? Just because they're commies doesn't mean they don't know how to put on a circus. And probably better at it than most people.
And isn't that the one you told me you walked out of?
I walked out of that circus, yeah. I was just bored. I wanted to get out of there. I was bored to tears.
Yeah, and you're walking down Shanghai, going down an alley in Shanghai. You probably went and get knifed or something.
I thought I would have. You know, I didn't think I would, but it was pretty weird.
Well, tell me, you went down an alley in Shanghai. What has this got to do with a panda bear?
I'm just saying, I went to a circus in Shanghai. I got bored to tears. I walked out of the circus, and I went walking down the streets of Shanghai, and I went down an alley, and it was pitch black, and Bud was saying, weren't you afraid of getting knifed? And I said, no, I wasn't, because I knew I was in a communist country, and if a Chinese guy stabbed an American in those days, it would have meant probably the death penalty. Now, I guess you can do it. Wasn't there an American stabbed to death around the Olympics?
Yeah, just like last summer.
Right. So, was that the Olympics? When did they have the Olympics? I can't remember. But anyway, there was an American that was attacked and killed in China. But back then, when I was there, it was like 30-plus years ago. And the thing that the Chinese were trying to do was... what, Margaret?
Are we going to hear about your experiences in China, or are we going to discuss the panda? Or whatever it...
I'm not going to discuss any more about it. I've given my opinion. I've talked to Mr. Benman. He can now go off and do whatever he wants to do. He can go get on the back of an elephant and ride it town to town, for all I care. But the,
Hello, Mr. Benman? Yeah, Mr. Henry's...
Get off the phone, man. Do that somewhere else, okay?
Send me to go tell him.
There's no, it's no secret animals are treated, and I don't like it, and I don't make a big thing about this stuff, man. You don't hear me on the show, and today it's day two of our big campaign to free the penguins. Man, I ain't doing that. I say it, you know, maybe I say it a little bit longer some shows than others. Maybe I say it more forcefully in some shows than others. But I don't make a big issue out of it, and then I move on to the next thing. We're going to be talking with Bobby Dooley here in a minute about her problems with going to a winery, you know.
Well, don't minimize a woman's problems, Phil, because you got a thing for riding on an elephant or whatever it is.
I don't have a thing for riding on elephants. You're the one that rode on the elephant.
Yeah, you did, Miss Gray. You rode on an elephant and everything. Did you do it bareback?
How dare you
Hey!
No, there's some things that he's fair game. He asked me if I rode an elephant bareback. He knows what that means.
Well, you know what? You don't have to let everybody else know, okay? That's a private matter.
You know...
Proud of yourself, aren't you? You influenced these two to laugh at those things.
Oh, give it a rest. Were you bareback?
I was on an Indian rug.
All right, so anyway, I don't even know if riding an elephant bareback is that big of a thrill.
Phil, are you really talking about this?
Hold on. So, yeah, my feeling is, you know, get the zoos, all that stuff. I hate them. I hate them like poison. I'm Phil Hendry. Thank you so very deeply. Now... Bobby Dooley is next. We'll be discussing the ill-fated winery trip. What happened when they were supposed to go to the winery and they wound up at some place that might even be a made-up winery? I don't know. That's what, you know.
What does that mean, made-up winery?
I don't know. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass, y'all. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our backstage pass feature at our website, philhendryshow.com, gives you the opportunity to watch us in action here. We do our show, you know, on videocast as well as doing it for our, you know, radio friends. We do an audio podcast, and we do as well a videocast that is stored in our archives. We also have a daily classic podcast that is pulled from the archives of our show. We have our news feed and our news features, and it's a pretty good deal for, you know, 5,000 hours of downloadable audio. And all you do is go to our website and check out the backstage section there, if you'll pardon the expression.
Yeah, a lot of people may...
No, a lot of people may not be worried about that, okay?
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I think backstage means backstage to some people. What is it with you guys?
Well, Phil, the friend you've got on...
You mean Bobby Dooley?
Wasn't she the one that started this whole thing?
No, she didn't do that. She said talk about liquid butter.
Hey, man. We'll get Bobby Dooley here on the line in just a moment. But remember, it's philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com for all of your needs. And we're on Twitter, too, at twitter.com/realphilhendry. And we are on Facebook at twitter.com/... Phil Hendry Fans, PHANS, that's PHANS. S. So join us over there. Bobby Dooley with us from the Western States Homeowners Association. A lot of stuff happening with you, Bobby. Your podcast is going to be gearing up again, and you'll be doing a daily, correct?
Yes, Phil, that's correct. And Margaret has agreed very graciously to fill in for me when I am on vacation, or Steve and I are taking the boys to Lochner's Lagoon. You know, we have, Buckner's Lagoon.
You have the home there on the lagoon?
Yes, we do.
Now, I knew that you had been over at Calhoun Lake or Buckner Lake.
We were at Lake Calhoun, and now we're at Buckner Lagoon.
Buckner Lagoon, is that in California?
Yes, I think so.
Well, Phil, they're not going to travel to another state for the weekend.
Oh, okay, I didn't know. So this is a home you have?
It is a home that we have in the summer, but... And we are thinking of... And, of course, we enjoy Christmas at Buckner Lagoon.
Is there snow, and the kids can do the traditional things?
No, not really. It's very warm. It's very close to sea level, if not below sea level, so... it's almost humid and tropic on Christmas Day.
What do you say it's humid on Christmas Day?
That's what I just said. I don't...
She doesn't stutter.
Yeah, I don't stutter.
All right, we know you don't stutter, Ms. Dooley. Excuse me, Margaret. Let me handle this if you don't mind.
Well, why did you ask that question?
I think everyone traditionally considers going to the mountains, but I guess this is in the mountains.
No, it is not. The Buckner Lagoon, Phil, is in a depression... in the California desert that is below sea level.
Is it Death Valley?
No. Yeah, that's two you've gotten wrong. Do you want to go for three?
Phil, why don't you just let her explain?
All right, well, but you know, I'm the host of the show, Ms. Dooley, so I got to figure out the questions to ask. You're telling me that at Christmas time, you don't go to a lake, you go to a lagoon.
Yes, Buckner Lagoon.
Buckner Lagoon. And when you go to the lagoon, you don't have snow falling. It's humid, hot, and sticky.
Yeah, just in time for Christmas.
Are you being a smartass?
Yeah, see, that's the thing I don't like.
No, he's not being a smartass. Do you go to this lagoon for Christmas?
I think it is traditional, yes.
It's traditional to take time off at Christmas time. There's no question about it.
Phil, we live in California. Where are you going to drive to get to the snow for Christmas time? Most people stay at home. And when they stay at home, here's a newsflash for you. It's dry and it's sunny and there's no snow anywhere.
I understand that. I totally get that. But if you're going to make the trek to a vacation spot, I must have misunderstood.
Bingo, there you go. Bobby, he finally is copping to it.
Yeah, if you misunderstood, you misunderstood.
I misunderstood that you don't go to a lake, you go to a lagoon. It's not snowing there. It's hot, sticky, and muggy. And you're below sea level, but you're not at Death Valley. You're at some other depression in the California desert.
Yes, and it's going to be doubly depressing thinking about this interview that I did with you. Steve and I will travel there with the boys.
Look, Miss Dooley...
No, we'll travel there with the boys, and we'll go below sea level, and I'll be even lower than whale you-know-what, thinking about the interview that I did with you.
She'll be lower than a whale. You know what whales do.
Yeah, I do. That's very interesting.
Get a load of him.
Hey, remember who you're working with.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Daddy gets angry, so I'm gonna take a lock here, Bobby, and listen to the interview.
Okay. So anyway, Phil.
Yeah, we got about 6 minutes left in the hour for this. Can we hold her over?
Yeah, you have to hold her over now on account of she took too long talking about stuff.
I didn't take too long talking about stuff, thank you very much. It was Mr. Henry asking me about Buckner Lagoon.
I've never heard of Buckner Lagoon. I mean,
What did you say?
I'm sorry, I've never heard of Buckner Lagoon.
Are you having a hard time breathing?
At that moment, yes, I was having a hard time breathing because I was saying Buckner Lagoon. I've never heard of Buckner Lagoon, and I've certainly never heard of any place in the California desert that's below sea level that isn't Death Valley. So I give it to you. You have some things to teach me about this. But we're really not here to talk about you taking a vacation. Yes, Margaret, I know.
Because I'm filling in for her.
I understand that.
Yeah, Margaret will be filling in for me, starting on Christmas week.
That's going to be great. And you will be starting your Bobby Dooley podcasts when?
Our first daily podcast will be this Monday.
So it's going to be fantastic, you guys. And will you still be interviewing celebrities?
We'll be interviewing celebrities a couple times a week, Phil, but most of it will just be my reflections on being a mother, on being the president of a homeowners association, on being a wife, on being a fitness freak, a fitness addict, on being a wine connoisseur, on being an interior decorator, on being a...
All right, now, I just want to tell you...
Hold on, I'm not done yet.
Yeah, I know.
Hold on, I'm not done yet. On being a female, I do want to get into automobile racing at some time, not now. But my interest in auto sports and motorsports has always been very, very notorious. Everyone that knows me. I am also... Excuse me for a minute. I've got gas.
Hold on for just a second, Bobby, while we take our break, and we'll get back with you.
I think she's doing really well. You know, I had a big problem with her, but I think she's doing well. She's asserting herself. I love it.
Yeah, I like it too, but I don't like the fact that you gang up on me with her. Now, hold on for a minute. It's not because I'm sensitive or anything. It's because we need to have a little bit of consistency here. We got to know why. Where are all the bodies buried around here? Are you on my team or are you on her team? The audience would like to know, don't you think? Don't you think the audience would like to know?
About where the bodies are buried.
You know, what are you going to be?
You shut up, bud. Yes, I understand that, Phil. I'm not saying that I don't. I like her. I think she's cute. I think she will add a lot with a daily podcast. There, sue me.
All right, thank you. No, I don't want to sue you. I just wanted to get that clear. You listen to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. This month, you get a free download, man, if you go out and get a backstage pass at our website. And also on the Sunday, of course, we have for yous all the game of the week. Ted Bell with that asthma attack may not be back in the booth, but I'll tell you what, Steve Bozell will be. On the other side of the break, we'll see you with Bobby Dooley. Phil Henry Show.